Thank you.
About scary women. I want to sing a love song. No, not that type of love song. This is the dark side of love. It's when I lose my legs from the waist down. And my face is smashed beyond recognition. But you don't need me for that rich guy. That's the dark side of love. What? No. It's not when your white girl leaves you for me. That's not the dark side of love. It's something else. Oh, it's a lot about fear. Fear gonna get her head out of here. So I sat her down. I said, baby, most of my fear is sitting right here with you. Thank you. all been working. The whole country is working. Working so hard, trying to get ahead, but they still won't let me live. Posted a picture today on Twitter and Instagram. 2 years ago, I was playing at the Civic Center for dollar bills. And I knew before I took this stage, I had to get past the people in the Bay Area first. I had to get the stamp of approval. And I want to thank you very much for that. Now hold on, hey, we had it ain't happy time. I want somebody to take a hat, pass it around, everybody put a dollar in it again. I'm rich, bitch. So at this time, now it's about to get serious. I would like all the women to stop paying attention. Get on your phones, text your mama, do whatever it is that you do. Because I got a bone to pick with these men out here. Oh, you left me hanging. I wrote a song. I had to be something that you could not be. I could only be here for 7 minutes, but that's another story. I was talking to an honest man. You owe me money, man, for this. But before I wrote this song, because I knew it would take long, I reached down to the deepest grace. The souls of a thousand slaves. Wouldn't forget, wouldn't forget.
So bad.
some of you don't know, I'll tell you. I woke up from a coma once. I spent 3 weeks in the coma. When I got up, the doctor, it was taking all the staples out of my hand. I don't know if you can see this. I renamed my hand the Claw, because it really can't move. They can still do a little sexual thing, but that's what I mean. But, and I remember the day that I woke up, 3 weeks, man, I had a nice beard. Serious, it's a long ass fingernails. But the doctor said that, he said, what do you do? What do you do? I said, well, you know, I play instruments, I play keyboard. He said, oh man, you'll never do that again. And I was scared. My heart was beating. And I said, hold on. You got the wrong one. On that day, I used to think I was better than y'all. But on that day, I found out. Everybody wakes up to some bullshit. All of us do. But I learned something that day. I learned to take that bullshit and turn it into good shit. You know? Yeah. Yeah. here you go. Check it out. 2.5. Oh shit. 3.5. Want to quit. Y'all don't know nothing about this. I'm about to show you. Number 7. Always go with number 7. Can you see me? Motherfucker, can you see me?
Yeah.
Look at me with the bedroom eyes, boy. Here we go. Thank you. Take that bullshit, turn it into good shit. From what I've seen, there's a lot of bullshit going on right now. A whole lot of it. On all ends of the spectrum. I want to sing a song to all my barrier brothers and sisters. From my heart. But I want to dedicate it to the strongest amongst us. And that's our women. Our mothers, our sisters, our grandmothers, and everything in between. This goes out to my mother, skinny black girl from Brooklyn. Oh, my mama, she black girl, no lie to me. Tell me where did you sleep last night? Can you find where the sun don't shine? Where did I see my love like you? Black girl. Thank you. for what I did to that song. I always imagined that one day, when I die, and maybe get to heaven, Kurt Cobain and Led Belly's gonna kick my ass. What you do to that song? I wanna do one more song for you before I go. But I wanna thank the entire Bay Area for making this so special for me. And I want to thank the Temple for having me out here. Temple of the Dog, Chris Cornell, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Audio Slave. Every time you touch, turn to gold. Everything you touch, turn to gold. I'm a recovering narcissist, I said. I'm trying to get over all my shit. But it's piled up really high. But we gotta face it, y'all. What I did, I joined a collective. Everybody should join them. My brothers, Malcolm Spellman, is in the house. Field. We said, fuck the bank. Fuck the credit cards. Let's put our money together. To create something. No record label. Who's my record label? You is my record label. We didn't have no record label. We debuted number 4 on Billboard Blues. We had you. I got an answer to you. This song was called Lost in the Crowd. Hold up, man, I want to tell them about it. So the collective, they said, we need a meeting with you, bro. Mr. Fantastic Ingredients. I said, okay, what's up? Like, man, all these songs, they say I. They say me. They say I've been going through. I've been walking. Me, I've been. They're like, stop. I want you to go out there in the Bay Area, they told me. And they said, look at people, just look at them. So I was like, looking at my brothers and sisters. All right. They said, write a song about what you're feeling and how you can connect to me. And they said, don't come back till you have it. And I came back with I and me, and they crossed it out and they put me. It's a true story. So I came back with a song, it's called Lost in the Crowd.
For a holiday, stuck in a room for too long. Take a picture.